Father, we just want to give you the praise for this message because I pray that you will use this to build up, to strengthen, to coordinate what you have already prepared in the name above every name, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I ran across this specific word today that was given to me in front of a percentage of the people that were in the other church where I worked for 20 years. And we had gone to Massachusetts Avenue in Capitol Heights, Maryland. We were in Washington, D.C. We were there for the week of the Tabernacles, and this word was typed out for me, and it concerns Massachusetts. It's not just for me, but I'm trying to give you a heads up as to why we're here, why God formed this group, why he chose to bring you here. Okay? How many of you are in Massachusetts? So you qualify, okay? There is a cry in the heart of God for this Massachusetts group of people to come up higher. And the Lord, by his Spirit, is bringing spiritual perception and spiritual understanding, spiritual knowledge, spiritual visions. He is increasing capacity to receive. Notice, he is the one that's the author of it all. For there is a burden on the heart of God for Massachusetts, and he is calling out for this people to be that people that would allow him to make them witnesses unto himself. And the Holy Spirit is at work in our midst, making intercession by the Spirit of the Lord for Massachusetts for this people. There is a cry in the Spirit that there is spiritual ears to hear clearly what the Lord is speaking. At this time, truly, there has been a cutting away of the old. And even as you sat here on Thursday, the Lord has penetrating, cutting, and being severed and being pulled. And even as we sit in what we call tabernacles, the Lord was penetrating your spirit to receive understanding of that which is really tabernacles, his indwelling, or him indwelling in his people, in his home. So understand that this night, that the Lord is speaking specifically for you and for there to be change. And it comes quickly, for the Lord is working to make himself a witness in a people unto himself. For even as you have cried out, Kim, that there be change in yourself and in this people, that others may be changed. The Lord would make you to understand that the Holy Spirit helped your infirmities to pray what was on his heart, for that is his burden, to have a people that he may manifest himself through, express himself through, that same anointing that destroys yokes. So there is a word of exhortation to this people to press in like you have never pressed in before, and to truly allow the workings of the Lord to continue. For the burden on his heart is that he would have a people in that area that would truly show forth his praise in the earth, a people to tabernacle. So the Lord would have you to understand that you are targeted by him. You got that one? Say, he's got his eyes on me. And on Massachusetts. There is a call to come up higher. And so there is weight and old concepts that must be cut away. He is doing it. But don't drag your feet, for time is of the essence. For there must come change now in that area. And as the Lord begins to move at his pace that is quickening, there will be a greater understanding of the differences between your laboring and in your souls. And the Spirit in turn, who you well know that which the Lord will do shall be done by his Spirit. He's calling a people out of one realm to the next. Some of the fears that you have with the enemy, the fears of the newness, and even as we prayed this night for there to be deliverance, and these fears, so it shall be, the Father's heart is burden and concern for his people concerning your way. And even in the way of prayer and intercession, there will be a newness that will come. Be quick to give up what you are accustomed to and enter into the new, for it is of a higher order. Then the Lord would remind you that he is moving quickly, which means the enablement will be there for you to respond quickly. Kim, it is the Lord that is working in you, ceasing your work schedule. It is imperative that you be obedient. Time is of the essence. And now you spend your time in very important, or how you spend your time is very important, for you're being equipped. You know that. And I responded, yes, he's been pushing. I had done some changes, and I guess there's more to come. Well, I speak a confirmation to you, so don't wiggle out. Do you think he was talking just to me? Is he talking to you right now?
Yes.
Kim, you're being burst into a new realm of the Spirit, and there is travailing. Don't wiggle out. There is prayer that you do not abort it or miscarry this time, for the birthing is truly that of the Holy Spirit. Now, I've held on to this because this lady had no knowledge of me at all. I believe it was the third time she saw me, so she didn't know me by the flesh. Today, as I ran over this, I said, Lord, do you want this tonight? And he reminded me, yes. Because what he had already showed me was, there's a word that needs to be understood from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. He speaks, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. After this, I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Revelation 3:20, also Revelation 4:1 and 2. Now I want to give you understanding. The door upon which Jesus is knocking is at the end of the message of the seventh and last church. It relates to the time of transition from the church age into the millennial kingdom age. All that precedes these words, it says, after this I look, concerns the church. All that follows relates to the kingdom. Jesus said that a right response to his knocking on the door of our spirit will lead us into an active personal relationship with him and will result in our having a part in establishing the millennial kingdom. Notice that the door opened when John looked. This requires our having a present upward gaze towards the kingdom. I looked and behold a throne. It is in direct relationship to our ability to hear spiritually. The first voice which I heard, this speaks of our spiritual ears. He that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, Revelation 3:22. This voice has a very particular quality. It is as a trumpet that is talking with me. A quickened revelatory word of direction and purpose. It is being imparted to those who, as overcomers, have cultivated their ears to hear. These are receiving an understanding of all that is about to take place in relations to the closing out of the Gentile age and the establishing of the millennial kingdom. Jesus entered this world as a baby to become the Lamb of God. And he died on a cross to pay the full penalty for all our sins. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
He covered all my sin. Okay? Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. How many of you have had a few sufferings? Are you learning obedience through those sufferings? It's up to you. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. He is again coming, not as a lamb, but as a lion of the tribe of Judah. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like of fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Revelations 1, verses 14 and 15. We have come to the fullness of time, and Jesus is taking his place as our head for the many overcomings of all that follows. Therefore, his voice has become as the sound of many waters. This is the voice of the trumpet, like the mighty Niagara River, which flows over the falls in a narrow channel in order to produce power. This corporate voice is beginning to function as one body under the direction of the head, which all will be saying and doing exactly the same thing. Now, I've given you a lot of material there, but I'm trying to give you a real check-in in your purpose in the body of Christ. Each one of us is accountable to do our part. Now, if you remember, if you try to scratch your back with your right foot, how well would you do? You need somebody. You need a hand. If you are crippled, you're going to have to depend on somebody else. Okay? I had a friend of mine that I worked with for about 2.5 years, and about 2.5 years left after I left, he fell from the third floor, actually 2.5 floors, 2.5 height, on his back in a gravel area. He had, I think, 5 surgeries in Boston, and when they got done with him, because he kept going for more surgeries and more surgeries, the only thing he could wiggle was his nose and his tongue. He could speak, but there was no capacity to even wipe a tear from his eye or feed himself. And baby, if you get a good look at the body of Christ, many, many are in that space. They're crippled. Because the saints are looking for the neighbor to do their work. And you and I have a commission from the Lord to each do our part. Now, if I do my part correctly and your back is sore and I need to rub your back, I'm going to use my right hand. Amen? Same thing in the body of Christ. He's going to use different members to get the things accomplished in Massachusetts that he needs. And it's not just for you, because some of you are being trained. And then you'll go out and do, not just here, but wherever he sends you. You know, sometimes we have this little skinny brain idea that, oh, well, I live in this corner, so who cares about the next one? But in reality, we're all dependent on each other. Amen. The man that wrote this was 87 years old or so when he wrote it. And I was pressed to read it because that's where I was, listening to this teacher back in 97. We spent a week there. Now, why did we go there? Because the Lord pressed us. He was actually depositing into us what we needed for today. What am I depositing in you? I have no clue. I'm just doing what he told. And when I do what I'm told, you will get the benefits, but you may not reap a harvest on it until another 15 years. Oh, I should have heard him, man. Some of you are planning to die too soon. Come on now. Not time to die, it's time to live.
Yes.
Amen.
It's not to plan your funeral, it's to plan your resurrection. Yeah. Okay? And if you focus on the problems in your life and those who are becoming a burden to you, which God didn't place on you, you're crippled. Got it?
Got it.
If this fits, you wear the hat well and get rid of the burden, because it doesn't come from God. He does not give you a heavy burden where you can't function. He'll give you the ability to really get into praise and worship and just say, God, I don't know how you're going to turn this into good, but you're going to do it.
Yes.
I don't know how long it's going to take for Yo-Yo or whoever. How many have a few yo-yos in their lives? Thank you. For Yo-Yo to come back to life. I don't know, but God is in control. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're in the control room, I suggest you move on. Don't go live in the control room. If you're tempted to control, ask God for help. Your focus should be on the one that's up there and get your instructions from him. And when you do, you say, well, gee, I haven't got a clue how to do this yet. Well, you know what? He says, I'm knocking on the door. Let him in. Ask him to come in. And he will definitely come in, and he will inspire you when you least expect it. When you think it's all done and over, that's the moment usually he intervenes and he comes to your rescue. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, I can't do this, Lord. I'm so tired. And boy, he bounces right over.
Yes.
You know? So take this word that I'm giving you and then ask the Holy Spirit to personalize it for you. See, the word of knowledge that came to this woman, like I told you, had no clue. Okay? Her name is Sylvia Williams. She still lives in the Virginia, Washington area. I have not communicated with her for about a year. But as the Lord leads, you know, sometimes the Lord will bug me and I'll pick up the phone and I'll bug her. Okay? Just like after Christmas, I got a phone call from Ryan. How many of you remember Ryan Anderson? And he had a nice little message on my machine, but I have not had the press to call him back yet. But, you know, this guy lives in Trinidad. And we connect periodically, and we get all excited about God's ways, because if it wasn't for God, we would have never been able to connect. But you know, our God that loves us is much bigger than this little corner of Massachusetts. Yet we invested in him. And because of God's ability to use my mouth, he is now a pastor in Trinidad. Or a minister in Trinidad. Huh?
I think it was Ryan
that
he was by you.
That's right, Aunt Ryan Edison. You know him.
Okay.
Okay? So we're still connected. Okay? And we do talk and we do pray together. But if it wasn't for me bouncing on him, calling him, finding out his father's number in New York, and then calling, I got the number for his mother in Florida, and they didn't even want to give it to me. They finally said, well, we'll call ahead, and then we'll let them call you back. And to make a long story short, he ended up at Pinecrest, where I was ordained, and was ordained there, I believe, 2 years later. They gave him a scholarship, a partial scholarship for the first year. And he wasn't supposed to return because he didn't have any money. And we agreed in prayer. And they gave him a full scholarship for the second year. And at the end, he was not supposed to be getting anything but a degree. And the authorities said, well, we need to ordain you because the Lord won't leave us alone.
And he's so young.
Yes.
28, 29?
Yeah.
I love him like my own.
Yeah.
Of course, he's about 6'6". And he's got a better tan than me.
Yeah.
All teasing aside, see how God works. Now, what if I said, well, you know what? I don't want to scratch his back. It can't really be God. Don't give excuses into your heart. Don't deny the Holy Ghost. Okay? Be obedient. Now put your hand over your heart and close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I need help.
Lord Jesus, I need help.
I don't want to cripple the body.
I don't want to cripple the body.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
In Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
Is coming alive.
Is coming alive.
Stronger.
Stronger.
Greater.
Greater.
Than it's ever been before.
Than it's ever been before.
And we're looking up. And we're looking at the door in heaven.
And we're looking at the door in heaven.
And on the other side.
And on the other side.
Is the one that is the King.
Is the one that is the King.
He's also the head of my life.
He's also the head.
His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.
And I'm getting to know him.
And I'm getting to know him.
And I want to know him more.
And I want to know him.
And I want the grace to obey.
And I want the grace to obey.
When the Holy Ghost taps on my shoulder.
When the Holy Ghost taps on my shoulder.
Or gives me a vision or a word.
Or gives me a vision or a word.
I want the grace to obey.
I want the grace to obey.
So continue.
So continue.
To open the right doors.
To open the right doors.
And to close.
And to close.
The doors. That need to be closed.
That need to be closed.
I want to be.
I want to be.
Used of you.
Used of you.
For the welfare of the body.
For the welfare of the body.
Because as I do for them. The Holy Spirit will inspire.
The Holy Spirit will inspire.
The other members.
The other members
of the body of Christ.
Of the body of Christ.
To keep me covered.
To keep me covered.
I want to be.
I want to be
obedient.
Obedient.
And I'm trusting your grace to carry it through.
And I'm trusting your grace to carry it through.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Any questions? I'm going to give back to you the word that came just a few weeks back, and it's a word received on May 6, 12. The mind of Christ is on you. The breath of the Holy Spirit is in you. You are filled and equipped to join in unity and walk towards forward. Together towards the bridegroom's open arms. Listen for his direction and call, a call to arms, not to warfare, but to his arms. Bring all that you are because you are worthy just as you are. You are ready. You are ready. So come up to where I am and to where I am calling you. See how this word connected the whole package?
Yes.